This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A rainy day, proverbial rainy day. Light rain pretty much during the overnight hours. 70% chance of more showers and or thunderstorms likely later on in the day. High temperature today about 78 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. 70% chance of rain still. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, a nicer day. Partly sunny with a high in the low 70s. And coming up with a weekend, a lot nicer, a lot of sunshine with the highs in the middle 70s on Saturday and Sunday. But today, rain and more rain. People concerned about the controversial Obie Creek property took a developer-led walking tour yesterday morning to see that property up close. WCHL's Rachel Nash went along on the tour.
I'm not sure if we need any more retail and mixed use right now. We've had quite a bit of development.
That's Julie Richardson. She lives in Hundred Oaks, close to the Obie Creek development. Richardson took the walking tour through the woods along with about 15 other concerned citizens and also leaders from the town. Here's Chapel Hill Town Council member Jim Ward.
Well, I think it's critical that you get to see the land. If you rely just on a map, a flat two-dimensional map, you lose a lot of the information.
The development is across from Southern Village. The original plan was for a 124-acre lot calling for a high-density mixed-use retail and residential development. But the developer has agreed to start from scratch in order to explore a development agreement process for the project, an alternative to the contentious special use permit approval process. Here's project manager Ben Perry. He led the tour.
Well, there are a lot of opportunities, and the development could take a lot of different paths. There's been a lot of studies in this area showing that the retail demand from the growth both in Chapel Hill but also in northern Chatham County. So that and other commercial development is really beneficial to the town's tax base.
Ward says after neighbors voiced their frustrations over a lack of public input, the council gave the go-ahead for a task force to bring in residents, town staff, and the developer together in the process.
The developer said it's a blank slate. I think that's all of us have gotten where we are, in part because the developer said they're willing to start over.
Ward says the initial concept plan for the development is still in place. The town is currently in the exploratory stage of creating the task force and hearing public feedback. He says this process will take about a year and a half. Then he says the town and the developer will reassess how to proceed.
And we'll have a conversation about what the challenges are and how we might be able to, with the developer, and be able to meet those challenges.
But after touring the site and getting more information, Richardson is still worried.
I think this is a beautiful piece of property that maybe we should just let sit for now. We don't necessarily need to jam a lot of more commercial retail here. There's no proven facts that it's going to help our tax base.
Another tour of the Obie Creek site is set for Saturday morning, June 1st at 10. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Gary Kahn lives at Southern Village across the street from where Obie Creek is proposed. Kahn is the first to officially announce his intention to run for a seat on the Chapel Hill Town Council.
I have no real qualified background. This is my first time I'm originally from New York, but never had any political interest. And the reason I'm running is because one reason, of course, is Obie Creek, since I live in Southern Village, and I want to be a voice for the people in the Southern Village area, since they really have no say, no represent on the town council, so I think let me do it.
Kahn has been in Chapel Hill for more than 3 years and is a retail associate for a department store in Cary. He made that announcement at the tour of the Obie Creek development area yesterday morning. It says growth in Chapel Hill, especially out in the area of Southern Village, is one of the main areas in which his campaign will focus. The official filing period for the 2013 municipal and school board elections begins July 5th at 12 noon and will remain open for exactly 2 weeks. In Chapel Hill, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith formally announced he would be seeking re-election. Lita Lavelle announced she will be running for the office of mayor in Carborough this year, as Mayor Mark Chilton has announced that he would not be seeking re-election. The landscape at University Mall in Chapel Hill is about to change with the addition of Tri Sports this fall.
It kind of follows suit with what our strategy is for the whole center, is to really bring in the best of class regional and local operators, and Tri-Sports is just like that.
That is University Mall's general manager, Peter DeLeon. Tri-Sports offers gear and advice for swimming, running, and biking. De Leon says the company offers two main services called Perfect Fit and Perfect Ride to make sure your purchase is just right for you. Tri-Sports will be taking 11,000 square feet on the east end of the mall, and De Leon says this addition continues a recent big push for the mall.
We have Harris Teeter finishing up a multi-million dollar expansion that should be completed in October, which will make it one of its flagship model stores. We've got the momentum of getting Glee Kids, Cynthia's Tailor Shop, William Travis Jewelers, and Tri-Sports is just another example of having another great operator in the center.
For more information on Tri-Sports or University Mall, visit WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. The University of North Carolina is almost certain to face steep cuts coming from the state after the budget is finalized, though the general fund revenues through the first three quarters of this fiscal year were 8% above what was projected. UNC Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration, Carol King Gray, says there's still cause for concern.
And even though that indicates that the state is doing well, we still are concerned about what type of budget cut we will receive for the 13-14 fiscal year.
Gray said an update, or gave an update, in the UNC finances yesterday during the Board of Trustees Budget Committee meeting at Carolina Inn. Gray said it's anticipated that potential budget cuts from the state will be about $15 million, or a 2% decrease in funding from last year. Worst-case scenario would be a 5% decrease, equaling about $25 million. The Senate's budget proposes $48 million in reductions across the UNC campus system. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's budget proposal, released back in March, calls for cuts totaling more than $140 million. Gray also highlighted that the university spent significantly less on academic support.
This is the area that supports libraries and all of the academic administrative support, and I think they've taken some serious cuts over the last 2 years.
Gray hopes to have more to report at the next Board of Trustees meeting in July after the state finalizes its budget. The board will regroup for a full meeting this morning. They're doing that right now. They started just a few minutes ago at 8 o'clock. Again, that's at the Carolina Inn. This will likely be the final Board of Trustees meeting for outgoing UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe. WCHL News Time, 8:14, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. And coming up, we have WCHL Championship Sports. We will talk to Carolina head baseball coach Mike Fox. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, it's been that way for three decades now. Join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find out more on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. Rand Northam keeping a very close eye on the traffic all morning long, and some of the usual delays beginning to really take effect. Some backups as you enter I-40 from both Highway 54 and 15501 this morning. Delays out near the park, but nothing really out of the ordinary today. It is wet out there, so visibility not great. Please take it easy. Road's a little bit slick. But otherwise, things have been moving along pretty well this morning. And that's a quick look at your WCHL morning traffic. Weather forecast is not looking too good. I hate to say that, but it's true. The weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee and the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. Your weather looks like this. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Showers and thunderstorms, 70% chance of that happening. High today in the upper 70s. It's been raining all morning long, and we've had a lot of light rain overnight, so things are kind of soggy out there. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers after midnight. Overnight low about 60. Chance of rain, 70% tonight as well. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, clear, cooler with lows in the upper 40s. And Saturday, clear, high in the middle 70s. Saturday night, clear skies with a low about 45. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. So that's our weather forecast. Not great, but we'll just have to wait and see how it all affects the ACC baseball tournament being played today at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. We have Carolina getting into the tournament, of course, today at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tar Heels will play. And they will take on Miami at 3 p.m. We have Carolina head baseball coach Mike Fox with us now. And, Coach, how does this rain and prediction for more rain affect your planning for what's going to happen later today?
Well, it's always an issue. It seems we've been dealing with this most of the season. You know, today I think the one volatile day in the tournament, and I know the goal of the committee is obviously to get all three of these games in today so the schedule doesn't get backed up. So, you know, it, believe it or not, the biggest issue is keeping the players fed. you know, our pregame meals at a certain time, and all of a sudden if the game gets pushed back, they're not so concerned about when the game starts as are we going to get any food before it starts. So
really?
I let Tyson deal with all that.
Well, Carolina is 48-8 on the year. Coastal Division champions, ACC regular season champions, number one seed in the ACC tournament. And I know you open up play in the second round of the round robin at 3 o'clock today. Here in the postseason, how do you assess your ball club at this point in the season? I know things, you had a lot of momentum and things have slowed down just a little bit with those last two ACC series, but how do you assess your club right now?
Well, I mean, you know, this is kind of phase two of our season. You know, I've heard somebody say that, and really I think it is. You know, the regular season's over, and if you look at our whole body of work, you know, 48-8, I mean, we have to be pleased with, you know, with what we did to that point. The tournament's kind of a whole different animal, you know, neutral sites and I know our kids are excited to go over there and play. You know, we want to do well this week, certainly, and play at a high level. Just continue to, you know, play good, fundamentally sound baseball and give ourselves, you know, a chance to win. There's such a fine line between winning and losing, and you want to put yourself in a position to, you know, to be on that line of winning, of course.
Well, the Tar Heels are fortunate to play in a great baseball stadium, Bossemer Stadium, and of course, you get to play in another great one today over Durham Bulls Athletic Park. I'm sure there's a little excitement that goes along with that. But with the school year complete and a lot more downtime for the kids, how do you manage their time and keep them all focused on baseball and taking care of business?
Well, I mean, that is a trick. You know, we got some of them in summer school, so we work around that. And you know, we get them up at certain times and practice, and you know, we practiced early yesterday to kind of get them up and get them moving around and give them some downtime as well. The focus is not really an issue. It's just kind of managing their time, make sure they don't lay around too much. They're very focused because they know this is the most important part of our season.
Earlier this week, some honors for Colin Moran and Kent Emmanuel, named ACC Player of the Year and Pitcher of the Year. They were joined on the All-ACC teams by Cody Stubbs, Sky Bolt, and Trent Thornton. Can you talk a little bit about how those, I know it's a team game, of course, but can you talk a little bit about how those individuals have been so important to the team's success?
Yeah, they've been very important. First time, I guess this is the second time in the league where one school has had both the pitcher and the player of the year since the pitcher of the year award was instituted in our league. And a great honor, of course, for Colin, you know, and for Kent to be recognized, you know, by the other coaches in the league. And again, Cody Stubbs, just a great story, you know, for him from last year to this year, to be named first team all ACC, and Sky, of course, and Trent as freshmen for us getting recognized by the league. And, you know, I thought Landon Lasker should have, you know, made first or second team as well. And that would have been another freshman for us. And he's had a terrific year. So all of those guys and all of them, they've all contributed obviously to our, you know, to our team success, but it's nice for them to be recognized for their individual performance.
Well, after the ACC tournament is over, and I know there's a lot of excitement anticipated for the weekend, the NCAA selection show comes up on Monday, and everybody expects that Carolina will be a national seed, and you will probably get a chance to play in Bossemer Stadium until the College World Series. How important is it to be able to play at home and be able to keep your normal routine and have a home crowd?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Monday's always an exciting day, you know, for our kids and for our program to watch the selection. So we hope that's true. You know, we hope we are a national seed. And playing at home is extremely, extremely important. You know, a high percentage of teams that host regionals and if they're fortunate enough to host a super regional, have a better chance of winning. And we're familiar with, you know, obviously with Bosshammer and being at home and not having to travel and hotels and all that. It's just, you really can't measure how important it is. And hopefully we put ourselves in a position to do just that.
Well, Coach, I want to congratulate you on a great season so far. I know a whole new season begins today. Hopefully the rain won't play much of a role in today's game and all the games of the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament, so we'll just keep our fingers crossed that the rains will hold off. And good luck in the ACC tournament.
Well, thank you, Ron. Appreciate you having me on each week.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Coach, and go get him today.
Thank
All right. Carolina, as I mentioned, 48-8 on the season, going into the ACC tournament as the number one seed. And we'll have the game for you on WCHL beginning at 3 o'clock today. That's first pitch time at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Tar Heels taking on Miami today. You can hear all three Carolina games as well as the championship if the Tar Heels advance on WCHL and streaming online at chapelboro.com. Of course, WCHL always brings you Carolina baseball. Now, yesterday, North Carolina State beat Clemson 6-3 in the ACC tournament. Virginia Tech defeated Virginia 10-1. That's a little bit of a surprise. Georgia Tech topped Florida State 4-3 in conference play. A remarkable achievement for another remarkable UNC athlete. UNC field hockey star Lauren Sheely has been named Sports Illustrated's inaugural Female College Athlete of the Year in recognition of all her success on and off the field.
I think my immediate reaction is it's really exciting, but also a little embarrassing, I guess. Just kind of a lot of attention.
The junior from Charlotte is majoring in business, and she's a member of the prestigious Robertson Scholars Program, through which she attends Duke in addition to UNC. She just finished her semester with the Blue Devils.
I like to call it going behind enemy lines. Growing up a UNC fan, so I've always kind of, you know, hated Duke. But it's a beautiful campus. There are amazing people there, and the professors are awesome.
Sheely commuted 5 hours a week between the two campuses while also traveling for all the field hockey activity.
It's just a lot of time management, to be honest. It's looking at your schedule a week in advance and, you know, kind of divvying up the time and making the tough decisions, you know, to stay in and study one night as opposed to doing something else. But it's very doable if you set your mind to it.
Sheely graduated early from high school and enrolled at Carolina in the spring of 2011. In the fall, she was named the Heels Rookie of the Year. Last season, she ranked second in the team in goals with 16, helping Carolina reach the NCAA Finals for the fourth straight year and claim its second consecutive ACC title. Sheely also won the Elite 89 Award, given to the student-athlete with the highest cumulative grade point average, participating at each of the NCAA championship sites.
I'm really excited, not only, not just for me, but really for the sport of field hockey and for University of North Carolina.
To top it all off, she was also named to the ACC All-Tournament Team as well as the All-ACC Academic Team this past spring. Lauren Sheely, congratulations. Sports Illustrated's inaugural Female College Athlete of the Year in recognition of her success on and off the field. And Lauren, along with many other athletes at the University of North Carolina that you don't hear enough about, exemplifies what the term student-athlete is all about. 824 WCHL, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Rod Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's not the name on the front of the uniform, it's the names on the back. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. You've heard the old cliche about the most important name is the team name on the front of the uniform. That applies to playing together and being selfless, especially in college basketball now that so many players leave early. Of course, those schools who keep the greatest names for more than 2 years do turn out the best teams. That's more abundantly true in the NBA. The Charlotte Bobcats are becoming the Charlotte Hornets again, trying to recapture the magic of the city's first NBA franchise. But despite 14 turbulent seasons in which the Hornets made the playoffs 7 times, but went from first to worst in NBA attendance, they had something that the Bobcats have missed by a mile, except for one playoff season under coach Larry Brown. Reverting to the Hornets is funny for another reason. The original name came from Lord Cornwallis during the Revolutionary War, when the British commander likened the resistance they met in Charlotte to a veritable nest of hornets. Well, the former Bobcats better shore up their own resistance, finishing next to last in defense in the NBA during the recent season. The old Hornets were a hit from day one, despite 3 terrible teams out of the gate. Fans filled the new and since demolished Charlotte Coliseum, selling out 364 consecutive games and leading the NBA in attendance for 9 straight seasons. That would not have continued if the team hadn't improved steadily, making the playoffs in their 4th season and upsetting the aging Boston Celtics in the first round. They went on to make the playoffs 6 more times, 1 year being led by son of Vlade Divac, whom they got from the Lakers by trading away top draft pick Kobe Bryant. Despite reaching the postseason 5 of their last 6 years in Charlotte, the old Hornets fell out of favor with the fans because owner George Shinn parted ways with big stars like Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning, to save money, and then he got slapped with a high-profile sexual assault suit. After the 2002 season, when unbelievably the Hornets had dropped to last in NBA attendance, a humiliated shin moved the Hornets to New Orleans. The point is this. Charlotte can call its team the Hornets, the Packers, or the Yankees, but unless the players inside those uniforms are good, there'll be nothing but a big bee sting for the city. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
When the weather is fine, the garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner in a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Find contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop.
It's Great Outdoor Provision Company's summer sale. Save up to 35% on the classic outdoor clothing that you love. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise Dad with a new pair of Merrell ProTerra sports and get a free pair of smart wool socks. Check out the store-wide savings on women's sportswear. Plus, when you make a purchase at Great Outdoor Provision Company during Land Trust Day, you'll be helping save the land you love right here in the Triangle. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by USA Flooring. Now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials, soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring is at 3612 Durham Chapel Hill. If it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. All right, your weather looks like this. Not exactly optimal for the beginning of Carolina's play in the ACC baseball tournament, but we got to go with what we got. Now, hopefully the rains will hold off and rain won't delay the game or, for heaven's sake, have it canceled, anything like that. So let's just hope that it clears up a bit between now and 3 o'clock this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms likely, 70% chance of it. High today, about 78 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely to continue. And our overnight low, around 60 degrees. Chance of rain is still 70% tonight and overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, nicer day. High tomorrow, about 72. Tomorrow night, clear and cooler with a low in the upper 40s. Kicking off the weekend on Saturday, nice sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Saturday night, clear skies with the lows in the middle 40s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right, some security issues will be bullet points in a presidential address coming up today in Washington.
It will include sharp new limits on the use of unmanned aerial drone attacks, and it will accelerate the release of inmates from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Mr. Obama will defend the use of drone strikes, even as the Justice Department admitted for the first time that those drone strikes have killed 4 American citizens.
That's White House correspondent Major Garrett. Former U.S. Marine Corps officer and current Georgetown University law professor Gary Solis says, with the military taking over the operation of drones.
That solves one problem, and that is that CIA individuals are civilians, and civilians under the law of armed conflict are not lawful combatants.
Retired Army Major Mike Lyons, a CBS consultant, on what he expects from today's speech.
This is going to give the president an opportunity to kind of cement his legacy, to have Guantanamo Bay closed and have this new chapter with regard to how drones are used and what the policy is going to be going forward.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. 70% chance that rain will continue. Again, today is opening day for Carolina in the Atlantic Coast Conference baseball tournament being played at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. We'll have the game for you this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Carolina taking on Miami, Tar Heels' number one seed in the tournament. These days, you don't walk into a post office or any kind of a federal facility and joke about explosives. However, somebody did that. If you have a brain, you don't do that. Someone did that recently. Walt Mack actually happened to hear it. That's the subject of today's commentary on WCHL coming up in just a few minutes. Budget season is in full swing, and the nonprofit organization that manages our water is a part of that discussion. Orange Water and Sewer Authority, otherwise known as OWASA, released its 2013-2014 budget and did so for the second consecutive year without a rate increase for its customers. The organization wants to hear your input on the upcoming fiscal year's budget proposal, and OWASA will hold a public hearing tonight, and Chapel Hill Town Hall is the place. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Vice Chair of OWASA and Chair of the Board's Finance Committee, Board John Young, and Director of Finance and Customer Service, Stephen Winters, about the proposed budget and tonight's public hearing.
What are the highlights of the budget? Stephen, I'll start with you.
Oh, sure. So it's always nice to remind everybody that we're a nonprofit organization. You know, we're owned by the community, similar to the way parks and the roads are. And we're this is the second year in a row that we will have no rate increase in the amounts that we charge our customers for monthly water and sewer service. We're, as a nonprofit, we charge our customers what it costs us to deliver the services. So it's, we're happy that we're able to have kept costs in line to where we cannot have a rate increase this year. And then, as you said, we got a public hearing for to talk about the budget and rates. And so, our operating expense budget is about 1% actually less than the current year's budget. So we've managed to reduce costs a little bit. And our revenue also, though, is expected to be a little bit less than it has been in the past because our community continues to do a good job of conservation.
One of the things that that I remember hearing in a couple of years ago is the people talking about the increase in rates every single year, and people, you know, obviously every time the rates go up, people don't like to see that, but there was a lot of talk about the significant amount of a rate increase in the last 2 years. There hasn't been any at all. What caused that to level off, John?
Well, there were probably three main things driving the rate increases in the past. One was inflation, which has more or less dropped off. Two was we had a drought back in 2007 and 2008. And, you know, as customers started using less, we weren't collecting as much revenue. But most of our costs are fixed in that sort of time frame, and which caused our savings account to drop a bit during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
So over the past years we had to kind of recover that savings account, and which we've done now, so we're able to eliminate that issue.
Does the economy have any impact?
Well, as I said, the inflation rate has been pretty low, so that's certainly one effect. But one thing I want to emphasize is while the rates per gallon go up because our costs are fixed when people use less, their bills may, in fact, be going down because they're using less. Mm-hmm. Their total bill, on average, every month is less, even though the rate per gallon as measured that way could be going up.
Yeah, that's something that I've heard quite a bit about. I know Aaron Nelson at the Chamber of Commerce does this every year. He talks about the trade-off between people can serve more, and that means they have to charge more per gallon. But it's still a plus for everyone, right?
Right. I mean, and it's been amazing in this community since 2002. We've dropped our water usage rate by 30%. And we've had tremendous growth even in our customer accounts. So it's something that communities should be really proud of. And when our community conserves, our costs go down. Our total costs go down. We don't have to collect as much revenue, so it's all good. Our bills, on average, go down.
This is a community that's always concerned about conservation, so the decrease in usage is something that we can all be proud of. But Stephen or John, I don't know which of you would know more. Is that comparable to other communities? Are we unique in that our usage per person has gone down, or are other communities like that too?
Well, we're not unique in the fact that people are using overall less water. On a per capita basis, I don't have a comparison in my head of what that would be, but we've got to be, you know, among the leaders in per capita water use in the savings.
I know usage went down during the drought, and then it hasn't really gone up again. Is that something that people are seeing sort of across the board in North Carolina as well?
Right, I think to some degree, but I would think that our decline has been stronger than many communities in the state and in the nation. I mean, our consumption level right now is at the level of 1992, and we've had 60% increase in our number of our account holders. So it's just been a tremendous change. It's leveled off, though, in the last couple of years. It's sort of at a steady state, and whether we can continue to drive that down remains to be seen, but I hope there's opportunity for it.
How much is that going to be affected by growth in the coming years? I know the population of Chapel Hill, Carlsbad, and Orange County is going to continue to increase as the years go on. What challenges does that propose for you?
Well, in some respects, I mean, conservation has provided a nice buffer to support growth because, you know, we've got the resources to support it, and we don't have to invest as much in new capital and infrastructure to support the kind of growth. I mean, we've got capacity in our water treatment system. We've got the reservoirs that would support it. Although, you know, I don't know that, you know, we're going to be growing at the kind of rates that Chapel Hill and Carlsbad have experienced in the past. So. Mm-hmm. Not sure if that's actually going to be a serious challenge that we face.
We're talking with John Young and Stephen Winters of Owassa. One final question. There are no increases to the water and sewer rate for next year, but the budget is obviously larger and more complex than just the water and sewer rate. Are there any noticeable changes that customers will see in the coming year? Stephen?
No, we again, the main source of revenue is the monthly water and sewer rates, and those are staying the same. We also charge people that, like developers that are building new properties that are, you know, adding capacity to the system. We charge fees for that, but those are also staying the same. There's a few increases in small things, like when we perform certain services that I mentioned before, because we charge what it costs us to do those. And as far as service levels to customers, we're not planning on reducing anything like that, so it all should be good.
All right, so the meeting, the public hearing on the budget is Thursday, May 23rd, 7 p.m., Chapel Hill Town Hall. So people can come out to that. They can watch it on Channel 18. Is there any other way that people can convey information and feedback to you guys?
Well, yeah, they're always welcome to send information to Owassa. They can send it to the board. Our email address is on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah. There's an information mailbox that they can send it to. Again, John mentioned that all the board members' emails are out there. They can contact me if they want to. So any things that they email to us or call, those comments will be passed along to the board for consideration.
And owassa.org is the website. People can read the proposed budget there.
Absolutely.
All right. John Young, Stephen Winters, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That is Aaron Keck with John Young, Stephen Winters. Tonight's public hearing begins at 7 o'clock. At Chapel Hill Town Hall for Owassa. And in news around town this morning, two local middle school students will be celebrated on national television tonight for winning the 2013 National School Scrabble Championship. Kevin Bowerman, a rising freshman who will attend Chapel Hill High, and Raymond Gao, a rising freshman set to attend East Chapel Hill, will appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight at 11:35 on ABC TV. The eighth graders at Smith Middle School took down 87 other students from across the nation in a two-day event. Part of the prize for winning the tournament is to battle Kimmel in Scrabble on his show. You can read the full story about Bowerman and Gao, including comments from the two winners, by clicking the News Around Town link on our website, chapelboro.com. As a matter of fact, you can get details on all of our news stories on chapelboro.com, as well as a variety of photo galleries and a lot more about what's happening in the community. Again, that is chapelboro.com with lots of links for more information on various stories that you hear on the air right here on WCHL. 8:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock. Coming up next, Walt Mack has today's commentary.
That is followed by what you're saying on the street. We want to know, what is the most important lesson you learned from your mother or your father? That is on the way on WCHL.
Raleigh businessman Michael Dean Chadwick heard about Diamonds Direct Crabtree, but didn't think he would get the personal service he was used to.
I was under the misconception that Diamonds Direct was this move them in, move them out, get them out the door, and go to the next guy.
But after just one visit,
I couldn't have been more wrong. It's almost a throwback store to the service and a smile, and they are as interested and as diligent about you leaving happy as they are about them being happy. You walk in and you're catered to. You're made to feel special, and you're not made to feel like a jerk if you don't buy something.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, so much more than just great prices. Great people, great atmosphere, great service.
I just couldn't be happier. Could not be happier. I got so much more than I anticipated getting.
So Michael Dean went from being a skeptic to a raving fan of Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
I'm excited to do business with Diamonds Direct. I'm excited to tell people. I mean, I'm already sending people up there.
The perfect combination of value, selection, and service. That's Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
These boys have nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
It's Great Outdoor Provision Company's summer sale. Save up to 35% on the classic outdoor clothing that you love. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise Dad with a new pair of Merrell Proterra Sports and get a free pair of Smart Wool socks. Check out the store-wide savings on women's sportswear. Plus, when you make a purchase at Great Outdoor Provision Company during Land Trust Day, you'll be helping save the land you love right here in the Triangle. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Afternoon baseball for you on WCHL, weather permitting, of course. Carolina playing the second day of the ACC baseball tournament taking place at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Tar Heels take on the Miami Hurricanes at 3 o'clock today. You can hear it right here on WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelbro.com. It is 8:44, 16 minutes until 9 o'clock. At WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. There's a saying that goes, never cry wolf unless you mean it. Another saying goes, never yell fire in a crowded theater unless there really is one. And finally, there's the word explosives. That word is explosive in itself. Well, it actually was used last week as I stood in line at the Chapel Hill post office. The postal clerk asked the routine question they are required to ask, does the package contain liquid, perishable, or hazardous material? The man answered, explosives. I couldn't believe what I had heard, nor could the postal clerk. What? She asked. It was just a joke, he answered. She replied, this is a federal facility, and you should never joke by saying something like that. I fully expected she would call Chapel Hill Police and have the man arrested, but she didn't. If he were at the airport and had uttered that word to a Homeland Security inspector, the man would have been immediately arrested. If the postal clerk had called the police, the post office would have been evacuated and closed. And the man, he would have been interrogated not only by the Chapel Hill Police, but the FBI as well. I guess I'm glad it turned out the way it did. But if someone were foolish enough to say the E word again to a postal clerk, it could be an entirely different outcome. And the man, well, he was lucky this time. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Rand Northam. We recently celebrated Mother's Day, and Father's Day is less than a month away. We hit the streets to find out the best lessons you learned from your moms and dads.
Lisa, and I live in Chapel Hill. Don't stress. Don't sweat the small stuff.
My name's Tom Johnson, and I live in Orange County. She taught me to be kind to people, no matter what the circumstances were, to be kind and to be fair. That was the best thing.
Joey Reeves, Annie Mebb. My father taught me work ethic and how to be a man, real.
My name's Jordan, and I live in Chapel Hill.
From my dad, probably to just not give up on things.
My name is Desmond Devenham, and I stay at Chapel Hill. So always stay strong, stay positive, and don't give up.
What's the greatest lesson you learned from your parents?
Elise, Chapel Hill. The best thing my mother ever taught me is to be nice.
Kareem Ayed from Cary, North Carolina. Tolerance of other cultures and stuff, being Egyptian, you know, coming to America, you had to accept the cultures that were here and the traditions here. So not accepting that would only cause problems. So probably tolerance is probably the main thing.
Oh, my name is Lanny Brewer, and I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Well, my father, I spent a lot of time with his father, and we stayed down between Pittsburgh and Chapel Hill, and I learned about hard work. My grandfather was a farmer, so I worked on the farm for a little bit.
Demetria, I live in Chapel Hill. For my mother, treat people how you want to be treated.
Rob Hill in Chapel Hill. My father passed away on Christmas Day last year, and he always told me that patience pays. It's one of the best things that he ever really taught me.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Now hear this. Performance Chevrolet is hosting their annual tent event in celebration of the Chevrolet Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
Go further than ever before on less fuel with the 2013 Chevrolet Volt for the unbelievable value of $269 per month. Only at Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. Volt drivers who charge regularly are averaging 900 miles between fill-ups or about once a month. Can you imagine only hitting the gas pump once a month?
Wow!
Performance Chevrolet is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit the virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
Stock number C3189, 36 month lease with 12,000 miles per year. $23.99 due at signing, includes tax saving, $549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $39,995 and selling price of $38,995. Finance with approved credit. Dealer retains all rebates. See dealer for details. Take delivery by May 31st, 2013.
Find new roads. PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
Wow!
That's PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark. These are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300 and find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Good morning. It's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. Time for your traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and served with that great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. Well, so far this morning, no real problems as far as traffic is concerned. Nothing really out of the ordinary, though. However, throughout the day, if there's anything you spot, any accident you see, or anything really out of the ordinary, let us know about it. Call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and you can officially become a WCHL Road Warrior. But right now, everything looking okay, although it is wet out there. Here's WCHL Chapel Hill Carver weather presented by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill and wet. We have had quite a lot of rain overnight. 70% chance of that rain continuing. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our high temperature today, about 78 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Then partly cloudy after midnight with a chance of showers continuing. Overnight low 60, chance of rain 70%. Now tomorrow, a much nicer day. Partly sunny with a high of about 73. Tomorrow night, clear, cooler with a low of 48. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Saturday night, clear skies with a low of 45. Then on Sunday, not bad either. Mostly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. So the weather will definitely get better for your weekend. Right now, not exactly a beautiful day, but, you know, it could be a lot worse. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, your opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. And also, a tribute to our hometown hero today, Davis Whitfield, Commissioner of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association.
I am like the walking, rolling billboard for Diamonds Direct. I'm a fan.
Raleigh business owner Michael Dean Chadwick has stopped at virtually every jewelry store in the Triangle, but he never expected what he found when he visited Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You walk in and you're catered to. You're made to feel special. I got so much more than I anticipated getting. I just couldn't be happier. Could not be happier.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, winning over new customers every day with better value, more selection, higher quality diamonds, and amazing customer service.
I'm pretty sure the other jewelry stores are not really thrilled about it, but that's okay. That's America. It's all about the good competition.
But beyond the value, Michael Dean says he loves what Diamonds Direct Crabtree is doing outside the store.
Diamonds Direct has gotten very seriously involved in a number of charities in the Triangle, and it has absolutely become noticed. I'm telling you, those boys have figured out that if you give to this community will give back to you.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Now, I'm excited to do business with Diamonds Direct. I'm excited to tell people. I mean, I'm already sending people up there.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
All right, shows how much I know. Got brand new news here on WCHL as far as traffic is concerned. Let's check in with Ram Northam with a special traffic update.
Thank you very much, Ron, and a big appreciation out to WCHL Road Warrior. I-40 eastbound. Big backup. We let you know of an accident earlier. It's actually caused some problems between the Durham Freeway all the way back to NC-54, and it's causing problems on NC-54 now. The Road Warrior calling in and saying NC-54, at least heading eastbound, is just a parking lot right now. So if you can avoid that area, we certainly advise you to do so. Again, I-40 eastbound between the Durham Freeway and NC-54 could be backing up even further past that NC-54 exit now as well. And NC-54 eastbound seeing slowed and stopped traffic right now as well. So be on the lookout as you're traveling in that direction. I-40 westbound, really between Wade Avenue and the I-540 interchange, seeing slowdowns right now as well. So lots of traffic problems out there on the roadways this morning, and mostly on I-40. So just be on the lookout. Give yourself some extra time to travel this morning.
That WCHL Road Warrior no doubt just heard me say that there are no real problems. But if you see anything, you know of anything, call us in the newsroom.
That's why we got you out there.
That's the way it works. So we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Definitely.
All right, Rand, thank you very much for all the work you've been doing back in the newsroom all morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. It is 8:54 at WCHL, 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And now you can call 919-929-WCHL if you know the word of the day on WCHL. What is the word? How do you spell it? And what's the correct definition? If you can answer those questions before anyone else, you can win our word of the day. You can get a $10 gift card from Cruisers. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Davis Whitfield is today's WCHL hometown hero. He's the commissioner of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association.
Ron, we oversee approximately 400 high schools across the state of North Carolina as it relates to high school athletics, and our office is right here in Chapel Hill and has been for 100 years. We started back in 1913, and this year marks our 100th anniversary. And we were actually started by the University of North Carolina, and then were transferred over to the school people to operate high school athletics.
Davis Whitfield is proud of the impact the association has had on young people over the years.
We basically try to provide some structure and leadership and governance of high school athletics. We try to provide a co-curricular opportunity for education across the state. Athletics is one of those pieces that provides sportsmanship, leads to integrity, leadership. leadership, honesty, character, teamwork. Those are the core values in high school athletics.
Our North Carolina High School Athletic Association has played quite a role in the history of our state.
Well, we have touched so many people, and when you look at the wonderful administrators and coaches and athletic directors that we've had and the lives that they've touched, and when I talk about some of the great players that have played in North Carolina in our high schools, the Michael Jordans and the David Thompsons and some of those wonderful student athletes who have been part of our programs, they have been brought through those programs by those wonderful coaches, ADs, and superintendents. So it's not just the leadership, but it's all encompassing. And when you look at the values and those core leadership traits that those individuals bring to those young people, they become productive citizens as they grow older and begin to serve our state and our country.
Whitfield says the association is celebrating a century in business all summer long.
When we turn 100 years old, that's certainly a mark for any association or any entity. But when you look at the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and all that we've accomplished over 100 years, it truly is a monumental occasion to celebrate. And this year is chock full of celebration activities. We're honoring our coaches and athletic directors and superintendents, and we're honoring our athletic teams and those schools for their accomplishment. Here we're also celebrating 100 to remember. We're naming the top 100 administrators, coaches, and athletic directors across the state. We've got a commemorative book out that chronicles the first 100 years of the NCHSAA. We just are celebrating the history of arguably the best association in the country. And I certainly have not done all of that in my 3 years here. Certainly my predecessor, Charlie Adams, and then those before him certainly laid the groundwork. And we've got a wonderful group of individuals working for the young people of North Carolina.
Thank you to the North Carolina High School Athletic Association for 100 years. And congratulations, Davis Whitfield, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations, George Cerf, who called in with the word of the day as, simulacrum. S-I-M-U-L-A-C-R-U-M, simulacrum, that is an image or representation or a vague resemblance. And George Cerf gets $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Sal's Pizza. It's half off. $16 of authentic Italian fare, available now for $8. Sal's offers up delicious, fresh Italian fare with a warm and welcoming atmosphere. According to owner Sylvia, the lasagna is made the way her mother used to make it, and the eggplant is made the way her grandmother used to make it. So you know it's the real deal. It's half off from Sal's Pizza. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Rain in our forecast, 70% chance of it. High today, about 78 degrees. Carolina baseball, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals.